This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Dennis Hoopy, Director of Field Services with Kansas Soybeans, joins us. And Dennis, as always, spring a very busy time of year for all farmers, but especially for Kansas Soybean Commissioners who are out and about covering and speaking with members during farm show season.
We're just kind of right in the middle of it at the current time. We finished off the 3i show just last week, and right now we're in Salina at the Mid-America Farm Expo. So we are in the middle, because then later, first part of April, we have the Great Bend Farm and Ranch Expo, about the 7th through the 9th. And the following month, the four-state farm show, May 21st through 23rd. So we're right in the middle, and it's important that we're there.
You can tell them about some of the projects that the commission currently engaged in and that are going on right now, too.
And that's the main reason that we are there. Of course, we've always got the biodiesel truck there at the show, and so they can ask questions about biodiesel, which is becoming more of a mainline fuel all the time. That you start sampling fuel coming out of stations. A lot of it has from B to B5 to B20 in it. So it is becoming very commonplace as everybody's looking to reduce carbon. But we're also there to address any questions or provide any information that we can on what the Soybean Commission does with the funds that the soybean farmers contribute to the National Checkoff.
It's important to have that message trickle down to the members.
It is, because the farmers that grow soybeans do have the right every 5 years to review whether they want to continue the checkoff. And so far, we've been very lucky in the fact that the farmers accept what we are doing with their funds, because they do understand its importance. I mean, not only in new use development, but in market development around the world, plus just the education that we provide to the consumer, to dietitians, about the benefits of soybeans, but also about overall the value of agriculture in this country.
You had mentioned the biodiesel industry earlier, and I know there are still some things on the federal level of issues that still need to be worked through.
Yes, there is still some issues out there. Small refinery exemptions continue to be an issue, but you also cannot discount the political power that the oil industry holds in this country based on the other exemptions that they enjoy, and so it will be hard to tell how all that plays out.
That is Dennis Hoopy, Director of Field Services with Kansas Soybeans. He's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.